vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and our other co-host is Martin Mihela. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Good, Scott. Thanks for asking. It's been a busy, busy, busy day. I don't know where all these people are coming from, but they're calling.
They're coming from our podcast, Martin. You keep telling them to call, and they call. But, you know, we were just before we went on the air, you and I had a very interesting discussion because you're at what I call ground zero. When people are calling you, they're asking you questions, and I was thinking as we were talking about some of the things that you'd been talking to people about today that we should share some of those with the listeners because, you know, if someone took the time and energy to call you and ask you something and have a discussion with you about something, there's probably hundreds if not thousands of other people that have the same or similar types of questions, and it would be great to get that answered. So let's just do a kind of day in the life of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, and let's just talk about some of the issues that came up during the course of the day, because we're at what would be normally like kind of towards the end of the day as we're talking right now. So you've had a full 16 hours of being on the phone.
I tell you, I am all talked out. I would just love to sit here with you just running your hands through my hair saying, there, it's going to be, oh, well, you know, I don't care who it is. I'll just close my eyes.
That's your job's, your wife's job, not my job.
I know. But listen, you know, when you close your eyes, when they turn out the light, you can't tell the difference.
Well, I think some people might tell my 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, yeah, that part, yes. But I asked you to touch me on my hair, you know,
right,
and just
right.
Tell me everything was okay.
Everything's okay. You did good today.
Yeah,
nice little shoulder rub. That would feel good, too, wouldn't it?
There you go. You know what a friend would do.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for anything beyond what a friend wouldn't do.
Okay. So what were some of the things that came up during the course of the day?
Well, one of the people called as a referral from another person. So this other, the first, you know, the source here, is a lady that had an astounding problem. She was told that she had parathyroid problem and that she was going to have it irradiated and operated and destroyed and taken away. And she says, before I do that, could we talk? I'm thinking that I would like a second opinion, you know, somebody in the natural healing. So we went through it, through the motions, explaining what I thought and whatever, made some recommendations. And 3 weeks after she started taking the stuff we sent her, which is the simple, simple, simple stuff, we sent her magnesium, we sent her iodine, and we sent her zoetine, you know, a superfood blend. Anyway, the most simple stuff, she's doing fantastic. Her doctors cannot believe, how is it possible that we had you misdiagnosed all your life, that you are, you know, she had high calcium, right? Always high level of calcium. And they're saying, well, that's parathyroid, overproduction of parathyroid hormones causing to have high calcium. And I said to her, don't you think that maybe they should look at the opposite of high calcium? You know, there's the sea salt. The other one is the low magnesium. How about if we fix that? So anyway, we did. So the referral is she has a friend. And the friend called up and she says, well, let me tell you about my symptoms. I'm 52. I'm 200-something pounds. All of the excess weights that I have, I carry right in front. I look like I'm 8 months pregnant, and I have diabetes, and I have high blood pressure. And I said, you know, lady, there is a name for what you've got. It's called the Metabolic Syndrome X. She says, my doctor doesn't know that.
It's a very official-sounding name, too.
Well, you know, when doctors have a name with syndrome on it, what they mean really is, we have no freaking clue, but, you know, it must be something other than what we understand. It's a syndrome. That's why we have the fibromyalgia syndrome or the metabolic syndrome or the, oh, something with the gut. What are they called? I don't know. I forget all the names. But anytime
Crohn's
you hear
disease.
It. Yeah, well, that's a syndrome too. But AIDS. Oh, yeah, that's right. AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Another one. We don't have a clue what's killing your immune system, but something is.
And we'll give you some drugs to help you.
Well, logically. You know, to a man with a hammer.
Everything's a nail.
That's right. So anyway, so here's this conversation with this fine lady from Chicago. And I said, you have this issue sort of like late in the day. You just cannot help yourself. You just have to open a bag of chips or find a box of donuts or eat some pizza or something like that, right? She says, yes, how do you know?
You're a mind reader, Martin.
And I said, there's another woman just like that in Chicago, quite famous.
Yes.
She has the same problem. She has had fights with her weight all her life, and she has had a fight with her thyroid for many years, and her million-dollar doctors can't seem to find the answer for her. But, you know, how do I get on her show?
Right.
Somebody out there tell her, there's this guy over on the West Coast, he has the answers. No, he's not a doctor. No, he doesn't have degrees. No, he doesn't practice medicine. He just tells people what they can do differently. And then when they do it differently,
they have
their life.
Their life changes.
Yeah. That's right.
So what do you do when you have metabolic syndrome?
Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to increase magnesium because you're calcifying everywhere. You have too much inflammation everywhere, and you need to soothe it.
Okay.
Second thing you do is you need to fire up the thyroid, so you need to increase the intake of, what's his name, kelp. So we recommend seaweed. It's the iodine, the low levels of iodine in the thyroid that cause the thyroid to be running at too low a rate.
Okay.
So those are the two first things I said. You know, it's very strange that your situation is very different from your friends who has their thyroid problems and whatever. You need to take the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, you know, maybe there's something wrong with the water in Chicago. There's just not enough magnesium in it and not enough iodine. And then it dawned on me, there's no ocean next to Chicago.
No, that's right.
So people just don't eat enough seaweed and don't go swimming in the ocean, and they're just deficient.
Right.
So I expect that she's going to be, you know, getting better soon. We're mailing it to her and all that. She's hopeful. And I know it from experience that she's not the first one that we're going to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have people who call up and said, I heard that this magnesium helps with arthritis. And I said, well, in general, it helps with inflammation. You know, I cannot help you with any condition that has a medical name on it. But if you're talking about sore, swelling joints, then we can probably do something about that.
Right, right. We can't fix arthritis because nobody actually really knows what it is. But if you have sore joints, we might be able to do something for you there.
Yeah. So anyway, so this woman, I recall quite vividly, calls up and about that. No other questions, just about that. I said, okay, soak your feet in magnesium crystals. That's what you need. You know, three times a week, quarter cup in a bucket of water. Keep doing it. She called him 6 weeks after. She says, you know, I love it. The symptoms are gone. You know, my joints aren't hurting. But you know what? My blood pressure dropped, and I lost 25 pounds.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I said, you didn't tell me about the blood pressure and the overweight. And she said, well, I didn't call about that. That wasn't high on my priorities list. But she was suffering from this.
That's a fascinating story. I mean, who would have thought that, being out of magnesium would cause such a, or having the right amount of magnesium would cause such a dramatic change.
Exactly. I mean, it's, I mean, we keep saying it over and over. I mean, it's been 2 years, Scott, and we keep coming back to the basics.
Mm-hmm. This is our 118th podcast episode.
And we're still on the basics because this country is not getting it.
No. Well, in the basics,
but that's okay.
You have to have a
the
strong
reason,
foundation.
Yeah, well, you know, the reason they're not getting it, because the companies that advertise on TV have no interest in pushing magnesium.
Yeah.
Because there's no money in it. You know, like, fools like you and me are trying to make a living promoting stuff that we cannot mark up.
That you can sell for pennies and not dollars.
You know, like this woman, she's getting out of her metabolic syndrome. You know, I just shipped it to her. Her 2.5 month supply was $106, shipping included. You know, like you go to your doctor, you don't you don't open the door before you drop $100.
That's right.
You know, you go to a naturopath, the first thing they say, well, we need to do a few tests, so that'll be about $350 for the panel. Oh, yeah, we are $75 to whatever, maybe $85 an hour. Yeah, the initial appointment is 1.5 hours. And so on, right?
That's right.
Okay, so anyway, that's the famous metabolic syndrome. In fact, I mean, we spent a good amount of time on this weight loss program, but maybe we should tell people about it. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah, we called it weight loss for good because it's not about, there's no, well, did you hear about the banana diet?
Okay, I'm not on it.
It was, it had this really weird name. It was something like the Japanese banana diet or something. And
okay.
You eat 3 bananas first thing in the morning, drink a glass of water half an hour later, and you'll lose weight or something. I don't know. 3 bananas. I don't know. Can you eat 3 bananas all at once?
I tell you, by the third day, you're so sick of bananas that you'd rather be on a fast.
Yeah. I think that's what ends up happening. And
Scott, that would have to be the most insane diet.
Well, it was famous. It was in the news and everything else. I don't know if someone died from it or not, but it wouldn't surprise me. The Weight Loss for Good program is not about, you know, eat this or eat that or anything else, as much as it is about why, because there's 2 or 3 different reasons why someone could be overweight, and it's not always your fault. I guess that's, you know, a lot of times people that are overweight feel really guilty about it because, I'm weak. You know, it's my fault. I want to take responsibility. And, well, you know, maybe it's part of, obviously it's what you put in your mouth, but maybe it's what you should be putting in your mouth that you're not, that's causing the problem, or some other things. And you did a really good job, I thought, of outlining, you know, it's like the metabolic syndrome type thing. You know, someone who's got that going on has a whole different problem than somebody that's eating nothing but ice cream all day, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And sometimes you can do all the exercise you want and you can eat all the food you want, and it's proper food as opposed to, you know, junk food, and there's still a problem.
Yeah, just like I remember the famous lady from Chicago. You know, she admits on the air, in the middle of her show, she says, I have, potato chips. They mm-hmm. they just call me, you know. I open a bag and I don't stop until I finish it.
Yeah.
So she has a strong addiction to the carbohydrates. Then later she said, well, I'm on corn chips now. I've gone to organic blue corn chips now.
And does that make any difference at all?
Well, there are a little less of on the glycemic index, you know, where the potato chips would be straight 100, the corn chips would be probably about 94.
Right,
they're organic, so there's probably for pesticides on it. But nutritionally, they both are carbohydrates. They both are starch. They both will convert straight into sugar, and they both will go straight to the hips.
Yeah. So that was the first part. And then the second part was, once you've identified you know, what your main kind of issue is, what you can do about it. Because too often people are telling people to do the wrong thing.
Yes.
It just blows my mind. You know, this week it's, you have to eat more fats. No, it's the protein diet. Oh, it's the carbohydrate diet. It's
the no-fats diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Dan Cornish with his zero-fat diet and the zero-fat fad where we have low-fat salad dressings.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so asinine, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, there are good fats and there are bad fats, and you need to understand that, not no fats, because our body requires fats for it to function properly.
That's right. I mean, if you eliminate omega-3 fats out of your diet, which is what our society is just about succeeding at doing, you will increase the levels of inflammation phenomenally.
Mm-hmm.
There was this famous doctor, Nicolas Perrigone, and he was running a skincare clinic in New York, and he found that omega-3 fats, when you put that on the skin or into the skin, dramatically decrease the inflammation, which means wrinkles go away and it reverts back to youthful plump rich appearance. Right. So he was treating his rich clients with high omega-3 oil supplements. And lo and behold, the side benefit was that they were getting skinny.
Huh. Now, so you're talking about putting the omega-3 oils on the skin or taking them on the skin?
Well, remember, we have been talking about, again, for about 117 episodes, about there being very little difference whether you swallow something or you rub it on your body because it will absorb.
Okay, so if you had, say, like a good cold-pressed hemp oil or flax oil, cod, liver, fish oil.
Sure. Right? Yeah, emu oil, whatever.
Well, you see, you've trained me to have a bath once or twice a week where I put magnesium salts in it.
Yes.
And it's very soothing, very relaxing. I can tell when I haven't. Actually, it was interesting because I was getting up and down off the floor because we were sort of sitting around on the floor, a bunch of us, and I thought, oh man, it's kind of achy getting up and down, right? And then I realized I hadn't had a bath in 2 weeks, right? And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Uh-huh. So now,
the inflammation started to return back into your body,
and I noticed it. But you know, so you've kind of trained me to. I don't have a bath anymore; I have a soup. I put a few carrots in, put a little magnesium in. But so I'm just thinking, like, would it be a good idea to put a couple, you know, a teaspoon or two or more of like a hemp oil or a flax oil, a high omega-3 and 6 cold pressed oil, and soak in it for 20 minutes?
I don't think so. Okay. I think you need to put it on your skin and allow it to absorb. Because if you put it in your bath, it'll just float all over the bathtub, make a mess, and accomplish nothing.
Okay.
Now, you need to put it on your skin and let it absorb.
Well, I'll do that. I've been actually taking a teaspoon of hemp oil a day. And
okay. Well, you're on the right track. Now, go to 2 tablespoons. So you go to 6, not 1, teaspoons.
6, not 1. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the level that you need to hit to go therapeutic.
Therapeutic. And so part of my concern, of course, was this is a high calorie intake, right?
But those are the good calories. You need calories, you know, like you need calories. You need 2,400 calories just to sit still.
Right, right. So there's another thing, and this is the sort of thing we talk about in Weight Loss for Good, is, you know, you could be watching your calories and gaining weight because you've got the wrong calories going in.
That's a phenomenal question you're asking. Too many calories, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you know, the joke is this. It does represent 250 calories, which is 10% of the daily recommended intake. But these are the most calorie-dense foods.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very... I mean, 2 tablespoons is not a lot.
Look at it, right? It's enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, compared to you know, a pasta dinner. Like, if you look at the two tablespoons, you look at the pasta dinner, there's a lot of pasta and sauce and meatballs, right? And garlic bread.
Have you ever tried bread dipping in olive oil and vinegar?
Yes.
Well, you could do this. You could take you know, an ounce of the oil and maybe add some balsamic vinegar, and I mean, bread's not going to help you. You know, like bread, of course, that's the carbohydrates that are. But hey, if you're going to do it, then do it with good omega-3 rich oil.
Well, and actually, the hemp oil that I'm taking right now is it's cold pressed. It has a little bit of a nutty flavor, and it's fine. And it doesn't taste nearly as bad as the cod liver oil my mom gave me when I was growing up.
Yeah, no, fish stuff tastes fishy. That's a whole
different
kettle.
There's something fishy about a kettle of fish. So that's good. So if you get calorie-dense, nutrient-dense foods like the hemp oil that has the omega-3s, the omega-4s, then, because I've heard that part of the reason our body holds on to fat is it's looking for the good fat. And it's not getting it, so there's that problem, right? So when you get the good fat, it lets go of the old fat. I can't have this image of my body grabbing onto my fat and saying, "You're not leaving," right?
Yeah. And then when you have been conditioned terribly, you know. Like, remember, you just said that you took only one teaspoon, and my response was, "No, you have to take six."
Yes.
Because you were really timid. You were thinking, oh, I shouldn't eat all this fat. It's going to be high calorie.
Exactly what I was thinking. I thought, I got to make sure I don't,
overdo
it. Because, I don't want to take this stuff. And because I also have this thing, if you eat fat, you get fat.
Yes. Well, I remember this conversation with your bodybuilder friend before he had his conversion to raw foods. And we presented to him the superfood blend called Zoetine, which is precisely great at, turning fat into muscle. He looked it over and he said, there's too much fat in this formula.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just fuming, saying, yeah, except it's the good fat.
That's right.
You miseducated person.
Well, and there's just so much. I mean, hallelujah, you've seen the light, Martin. We had a convert.
Yes, sir.
but there's so much information out there and so much misinformation. And you and I, we like discussing blind men and elephants.
And
you know, those six blind men, and they're all at a different part of the elephant, and, oh, he's long and thin like a snake, and the guy's got on the tail, right? Or he's like a tree trunk, and he's on the legs, or he's something, he's hard.
It's a snake.
And, of course, they all think they're right, but none of them have the big picture. And one of the advantages I have, and everyone listening to us has, is your many, many, many years of experience and kind of the whole big picture that you do on all
this. Scott, that was when my realization that I had to apply my training as a systems analyst, as a management consultant systems analyst, and I had to apply that to my own health. When I finally realized that made the difference. And that's the difference between strategic and tactical thinking. Mm-hmm. And In medicine, that's the symptoms-oriented medicine versus holistic medicine. But these days, people talk about holistic, but half of them don't really know what that means.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so what does holistic mean?
Holistic, as in holos, Greek word for the whole thing, mm-hmm. means that you consider all aspects in your solution. So you need to see the big picture. You need to see the strategy of it before you go to tactical measures.
Right.
So that's what it means. That means managing the cellular terrain for the whole body. You know, just as an example, let's just say that you have gluten intolerance, which means that you're going to be unable to digest wheat, barley, or rye, okay?
Yeah.
You could have inflammation in the gut, incessant diarrhea. You could have eczema. You could have high blood pressure. You could have hair falling out. You could have hormonal disturbances. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be going to your endocrinologist, and he's going to be fiddling with your thyroid hormone and this and that, not looking to the gut. You'll go to your skin doctor. Doctor, I have this terrible psoriasis and eczema, and you need to do something for me, and he's going to be slathering you in creams and corticosteroid creams and who knows what else. Never asking that. Do you eat wheat?
Right.
And that's the whole holistic medicine. We start from the basics. How do you eat? How do you exercise? What do you do for your mental health? Mm-hmm.
How stressed out are you?
Yeah.
Because stress, again, that's an aspect that that can lead to weight gain, right?
Absolutely. Stress is a inflammatory stimulant, and food is one of the most, the tools that we readily go to soothe it.
Right. Huh. Cool. So if somebody wanted to go and check out this course that we've put together, this conversation that we have about how to lose weight loss for good, where could they go?
Well, Scott, you are involved in putting it together. There is this whole website that we have dedicated to it. It's called obesity-diet-weight.
Do
you remember?
Yes,
.com.
This is called setting you up.
Oh my gosh.
Pitching
you set me up good and I fell.
I pitched a softball for you to hit out of the park. It's some great information on the site and some great information in our conversations. And
we've actually put together a series of messages of emails that you can enjoy reading, each one of them dealing with a different aspect of weight management. Not only that, we also are, I think we're giving it normally for $20, but maybe we should make it attractive to the listeners, right?
Yes. Yes, we should give a little something special for our listeners.
$10 off. How do we do this? The coupon is going to be called WL4G.
There you go.
Weight loss for good. With this WL4G, on this one item, which is the report, you're going to get $10 off. So instead of $19.95, you'll pay $9.95.
Wonderful. Half off. Doesn't get any better than that.
After all, this is a downloadable informational product. We could have easily charged, $199 for this.
Yep.
Because after all, we have two hours or 1 hour of listening content?
Well, I think it was about an hour and a half.
Okay. So we have 1.5 hours of listening to us talk, and more intelligently than this. And, with focus.
And in more depth, yeah.
More focus and no rambling. And also we have a transcript of that, too.
That's right. So it's a great reference if you want to, rather than having to listen to us go to the point that you want to refer to, you can just whip through the transcript and say, oh, yeah, there it is. There's the information that I'm looking for.
You're going to put a link on this text to
obesity-weight-loss.com.
I'm so sorry.
So if you go to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, and that's where all of our archives are for all the podcasts, all the 108 podcasts we've done to date, I'll have a link there for you to go and see more about the weight loss program. And there's also an email course that comes along with it that you can sign up for free, and it has lots. Each one has lots of great information about how you can lose your weight for good.
And those of you who may have remembered that we have tried this once before, we did, and this is the reincarnation of the program after we have...
We got a lot of feedback.
Yeah, we got feedback. Some of it was, this is not like you, life enthusiast. You guys are not like that. So we decided to go back to the drawing board and instead of having a marketing perspective, we took a serious, high-value, good-for-you perspective.
That's right. So we look forward to hearing what you think of our second kick at the can.
Right. Yeah, it better be good. Or else.
Or else, yeah. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to know more about the Life Enthusiast Co-op, where could they go?
Well, they could go to, online, www.life-enthusiast.com or call us at 1-866-543-3388. And we'll walk them through it. We're answering the phones from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific time. Still.
Wow. That's a long day.
There we are. Well, they feed me really well. So there we are. This is the our talk about what's new at Life Enthusiast Co-op and how my day has been.
Yep. And I think maybe next time, since we only got one, I think next time what we'll do is we'll do another one, because I just find it fascinating to hear about, you know, what people are asking about and what's kind of really going on. And I think there's a lot of interest in that.
Absolutely, I agree. So, folks, thank you very much for taking the time out of your life to listen to us. This is Martin from Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you.